Poll: Impeachment Killing Democrat Kendra Horne's Re-Election Chances. By Sean Moran on December 5, 2019. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump could imperil many vulnerable freshman Democrats, such as Representative Kendra Horne, DOK, according to a poll released Thursday. As House Speaker Pelosi moves toward impeaching President Trump, Parscale said that impeachment will imperil many freshman swing district Democrats' chances of winning re-election in 2020, according to a poll released by Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale. Nancy Pelosi is marching members of her caucus off the plank and into the abyss. Impeachment is killing her freshman members and polling proves it, Parscale wrote. Parscale released polling information on Representative Kendra Horne's, DOK, seat, Oklahoma's 5th congressional district, which found that not only do a majority of Oklahomans in her district disapprove of impeachment, they also want her to ditch impeachment to focus on improving the country. Horne has taken a careful approach towards Pelosi's impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Horne originally backed the investigation into Trump but said Thursday that she continues to wait to see which articles of impeachment are brought against Trump before making a final decision on whether to vote for impeachment. "I'm reserving judgment until I have all the facts and until I have reviewed any articles to be brought before the House of Representatives for a vote," Horne said Thursday. Horne even insisted that she did not run for office to impeach President Trump, an argument that many other freshman Democrats, such as Representative Cindy Axne, DIA, have used. "This is not something I wanted to do. This is not why I ran. I ran to serve," Horne said in November. The poll found that 49% of Oklahomans in her district want a new member of Congress representing them, compared to only 37% that thinks that Rep. Horne deserves re-election. 52% of Americans in her district oppose impeachment, while 45% favor impeachment. The poll also found that if Rep. Horne were to vote to impeach President Trump, 36% of citizens in her district said her potential vote for impeachment would make it less likely for them to vote for the Congresswoman in 2020, compared to 28% that said that they would be more likely to vote for the incumbent Democrat. Further, 63% of Oklahomans said that Rep. Horne should move past impeachment and work on other pressing issues facing the nation, while 33% said that Horne should focus on impeachment instead of other important issues. 70% of Americans said that lowering the cost of prescription drugs is more important than impeachment. 65% said that passing new trade deals is more important than impeachment. And 69% said that revitalizing America's infrastructure is more critical than impeaching President Trump. Rep. Horne represents one of the 31 congressional districts that President Trump won during the 2016 presidential election and that Republicans hope to flip during the 2020 congressional elections. Republicans only need to take back 19 House seats to retake the House majority. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, Tom Emmer, RNC, said Saturday that the Democrats' impeachment inquiry will cost them their House majority in the 2020 congressional elections. Many swing district Democrats, such as Reps. Mikey Sherrill, DNJ, Max Rose, DNY, Cindy Axne, DIA, and Susie Lee, DNV, have had trouble explaining why they backed impeachment. Even House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth, DKY, said recently that he does not believe Americans' support for impeachment will ever get to 60%. The Kentucky Democrat suggested that continued impeachment hearings may swing public opinion by 4 or 5 points. Pascal said that they will soon release polling on other vulnerable House Democrats across other districts. Parscale said, "Say goodbye to your majority, Nancy." The poll, which was conducted by Tony Fabrizio and Travis Tunis, used 300 likely 2020 voters in Oklahoma's 5th congressional district from December 3 to 4 through 50% of calls with landline telephones and the other half with cell phone interviews. The margin of error for the poll is 5.6 percentage points. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.